This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here this morning in my beautiful back room here in Easton, Maryland, with my lovely and gracious wife, Miss Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Not much sleep last night, huh?
No sleep last night.
No sleep last night.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no question. How about you, Chris? You seem like you had a good time out in the woods yesterday.
Yeah, and like Robin, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep.
Yeah, well, that's your job. Miss Robin had me watching some TV last
night.
What
is with the Miss Robin?
Well, isn't that appropriate for the way people talk on the Eastern Shore? They call everybody Miss somebody by their first name or Mr. somebody by their first name?
That's a
Not
Southern
you?
Thing.
Huh?
That's
Who's
a Southern thing, yeah.
They do it over here, too, but...
It's a Maryland thing?
Well, no, Maryland thing and definitely in North Carolina and further south.
Southern thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But my husband does not need to call me Miss Robin. That just...
It's early, Chris. It's going to be a long day. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I never liked when... Because where we came from, people didn't call people by Miss somebody or by their first name. We just never did it until we came over to the Eastern Shore. And I've gradually gotten used to it, but I've never been a big fan.
Just got to make something out of it. It's this morning. First crack out of the box. You got to start something.
A little cranky because we haven't had any sleep.
That could be it.
No, I think it's kind of...
A little touchy. Guess how our... what?
Nothing.
How about them O's?
Any callers on the line yet, Chris?
No, sir.
410 WCBM 680.
But I'll go out in the hallway and I'll call.
Yeah, do that. That'd be good. Robin, why don't you call in?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
I'm not bailing your butt out.
Miss Robin. So. No, I woke up this morning. Alarm went off. I'm just like awake, just barely, eyes open. Do we have any applewood bacon in the back? What? I've been dreaming about food all night. Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, we do happen to have some applewood bacon. So. That's what I say. Anyway, it's early, folks. I hope you're enjoying this. I'm not particularly.
He's not.
We have a new sponsor this morning, and I'd love to tell you about that here shortly. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. They've moved. They've moved from Brooklyn to Fort Smallwood Road, so we'll be telling you a little bit more about that later. Crabbing season is underway. We are putting the finishing touches on Maryland Love crabs this weekend. And of course, you know, like everything else, it got pushed back a little bit. Speaking about getting pushed back, the next project, and we go right from one to the other to the next. The next project is the Maryland's finest, the records in the legacy record book for Maryland whitetail deer, sitka deer, and black bears. We've stopped all entries on that now as of the 15th, and we are progressing towards printing part of the book, you know, the design and printing part. So we'll have all the records of the last 30-some years in there for Maryland deer, and we'll just be you'll see the deer, the stories, and, you know, some other things about deer hunting and sitka deer hunting and black bear hunting in Maryland. And it will be hopefully an extremely informative publication. That's what we're working for, and a long time coming, 30-some years with no record book, and here it is a month or so away.
Informative and entertaining.
Both, yes, folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So That's where we are this week. Hopefully the Maryland Loves Crabs will be online this week. We'll, if you check that Facebook page, Maryland Loves Crabs, well, we'll be more than glad to let you know on that when that goes online. So, and then the printed version will be out next week. That's the game plan. Right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
That's the game plan. So we want to thank all the faithful advertisers that stayed with us and the ones that we spoke about, spoke to, cajoled, and convinced to jump in the magazine again this year. It's our 9th edition, 9 years of doing Maryland Loves Crabs, and it's always a fruitful effort, and we enjoy doing it very much. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Got a notice earlier in the week from our buddy John Jocelyn at 2A Maryland that the Maryland State Police had suspended background checks due to a glitch in the system. So that's all been set right. Press release came out on the 25th, 2 days ago. Maryland State Police Licensing Division employees worked throughout the night and will continue to work around the clock to address pending regulated firearms purchase application after a state data system was restored late yesterday. That was the 24th. So about 8:30 p.m., the State Police Licensing Division was notified by officials at Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services that the data system had been restored and access to background check information was available. Employees at the Licensing Division immediately began completing background check investigations on the regulated firearm purchase applications that had been pending since a system failure occurred on June 21st. Licensing Division employees worked throughout the night, and they said that, didn't they? And will continue to work around the clock until all pending and incoming regulated firearm purchases applications have been reviewed and are being completed within Maryland's required 7-day waiting period. Even with employees working 24 hours a day, I think they're trying to convince us that folks were working 24/7, right? Mm-hmm. That's the third time they mentioned it. This process is anticipated to take several days to complete. Licensing Division continues to work with Maryland licensed firearm dealers to track any regulated firearms released after the waiting period but before full completion of the background check process. Yeah, once 7 days is up, you know, you can let them go. As of 4 p.m. on the 24th, information from Maryland firearms dealers indicated that of 893 firearms purchase applications eligible for release, 54 regulated firearms had been released to customers after the 7-day waiting period had passed. The individuals receiving those firearms were the first ones background checks were conducted on during the night. There were no prohibiting factors found for any of those applicants, thank goodness. So, State Police back on track after a data breach. Wonder what happened. They don't tell you. They're not going to tell you. So maybe somebody knows. Maybe they don't. Robin, do you know? Any idea?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so. Nor do I. So we appreciate John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland, keeping everybody up to date on that and getting the word out. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Robin, do you see the story about this woman and the bear?
Which one? I sent you a couple last night, but I don't remember what they were about.
I don't remember you sent it. Well, I remember you sent it.
You were asleep.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. No, this was a 19-year-old California woman. Learned early this week when she woke up to an unprovoked attack after falling asleep in her backyard. Her only defense was her laptop. Now, I can see you with your laptop.
The only thing my backyard I have to attack was a squirrel, and I won't do that.
I know. Well, she attacked the bear. She was attacked by a bear in her backyard.
Where in California was this?
Local to the San Gabriel Mountains.
Oh, okay.
Scratched a woman's legs and arms before biting her, multiple reports said. Once the attack began, the only thing she could do is grab her laptop and start hitting the bear with it. That's what Captain Patrick Foy, the California Fish and Wildlife Department, told ABC7. That managed to break the bear loose, and she ran inside. Her wounds were not life-threatening, and she's now at home recovering. I have a feeling this was probably a young male black bear that came happened to be wandering through, came upon this woman. Who knows?
Maybe she's probably cute.
Why would you say that?
Because you said a young black bear. Male.
I'm more thinking she probably had some Pringles sitting nearby. You know, chip and dip or something outside.
I'm sure it's what it was.
The rest of her sandwich, you know.
Okay, my statement made no sense.
No, it didn't. Fell asleep, you know, didn't say anything about food. But, you know, what would attract a black bear? Anyway, investigators collected DNA swabs from the woman's wound to be analyzed by a forensic lab. They're going to track down the bear. Officials next day caught two bears in the immediate area, but neither one was a match. So there must be a lot of bears there. The offending bear has not been found, but if it is, it's curtains for the bear. Once a bear attacks a human, interaction like that, goodbye. Goodbye, bear. How about those stories, huh? What do you think? Interesting. All right. Chris, do you have any comment? I mean, you were out in the woods yesterday, right?
Yes, I was. I just got tired of being home, and I just got in the car and just drove to the western part of Howard County and just started walking around and just taking all the sights in. And on the way back to the car, just walking gently, and then all of a sudden this little fawn came around the corner, and we stood there and looked at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped, and, of course, I very gently got my camera out and took a picture, and then all of a sudden this little girl or guy just took two steps towards me, and we looked at each other a little bit longer, and I took a few more pictures, and then off to the woods, she trotted.
And that is exactly the right behavior to do. If you encounter a fawn, take a picture, back up, go away, because mom knows you're there, knows the fawn's there. You don't present any danger, everything is fine, and the fawn is fine. You don't have to rescue an orphan fawn because 99% of the time they're not orphaned. So that's good. Got it. All right, let's talk to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
No, I think that's a...
That's last week.
That's last week. We have Bob on the phone.
Oh, let's talk to Bob then. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good morning.
Give a shout out to my fellow lion, Robin. Lion Roar.
That's right.
Yes, yes. I want to talk about a couple things. I wanted to get your opinion on how you think no-till farming is affecting the goose population, or at least them coming, the flyway coming in this direction. I just don't see as many Canadian geese anymore, and I was wondering if it was an actual decrease in the population or just no-till farming affecting whether they come this direction.
No, there's the population has taken a downturn, a serious downturn, to the point where the season has gone from 50 days and two geese to 30 days and one goose because of the lack of nesting success on the Ungava Peninsula. See, the Canada geese, they return to the Arctic Circle to breed, and when the weather is inclement on the breeding grounds, which, you know, they leave here mid to late March, they arrive there in June, and it's still, you know, there's still snow, there's ice, there's the potential for terrible weather, and when they're all gathered together in the same spot, and there's a couple spots where they gather, and the weather's bad, the nesting success is terrible, eggs can get frozen, the poults can get frozen, and you know, the population has taken a major downturn here in the last 3 years. Not as many nesting pairs, because when they come into Maryland, we killed 56,000 geese 3 years ago when the limit was two, and you know, when they return in 2018, there were a lot of immature geese, and we still whacked on them. And those immature geese then returned to Canada to breed and that type of thing. So, no, it's more of a population thing than a food availability thing. I mean, there's no place more fertile than the Eastern Shore. There's no place that grows more tender goose food and has, you know, than the Eastern Shore. And even with the advent of, you know, the winter grasses that, winter wheat that these guys are now planting all across the bay, and now they're harvesting right now, I mean, all across the region. You know, there's plenty of food. There's not for lack of food or not for farming techniques that have, well, I can't, I'm trying to put it together in my mind why the no-till farming would affect the goose population.
Well, I'm a shoreman too, and just riding around looking at the fields. I mean, I just see nothing, especially the corn.
Yeah. You know,
there's nothing left on the fields when they get done picking the corn. And
I see.
I mean, just a,
yeah.
I mean, back in the day, you know, when they picked corn, there was plenty of corn left. And
I see what you mean. You mean, okay, so the clean harvesting is what you're talking about more than
the
no-till.
Yes, the efficiency of the corn pickers now and not tilling the ground. I mean, it's just when you see the fields after they harvest the stuff, there's absolutely nothing in
right.
the fields, basically. Of course,
well,
we're blessed with having the bay and the rivers, you know, brings them in.
Well, geese don't prefer corn. Geese are grazers. They prefer grasses more so than anything.
Okay, I see.
And the corn is like a secondary choice for them. You know, the preference is the grass, and as long as the grass is green, they're going to be plenty of geese. That's why you see, you know, on the local high school lacrosse field, that's why you see it loaded with geese.
They don't
have to fly to a field to get fed. And when you see geese picking a field, they're not necessarily picking corn. They're picking the little weed forbs and the grasses that grow there.
For you.
Sorry?
What about the turkey population? My buddies, another shout out to Dennis and Timmy.
You
tremble when they hear their names, but the turkeys, they chuckle. You know, they've been having a little trouble getting the turkeys for years.
If turkeys would text each other when I was nearby, it would be, "He's here again, LOL."
I think they do that when they see Timmy and Dennis coming.
Yeah,
through.
Yeah.
But the poor bear, he got capped. The young people got a saying now, you cap on somebody.
Uh-huh.
I guess the bear literally got capped when the woman beat him with the laptop.
Well, he ran off, but they got his DNA, so he's in the database right now. So that's, you know, they're checking on him.
That's funny.
The turkey population, turkeys are great. There's a lot of turkeys out there. Matter of fact, we had a record harvest this year. So, plenty of turkeys about.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them just driving by.
Yeah.
What were they
driving?
They must be awful smart.
To be able to drive? Yeah, they're smarter than deer. Well, deer have hooves, you know. They can't wrap around the steering wheel. So.
Oh, man. Well, you guys have a great morning.
All right,
you
buddy.
Also. You have a great day.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Take care. That was fun.
I like the LOL comment.
Well, turkeys, if they can drive, I know they can text. So, hey, look. Macrotech, I mentioned, is our new sponsor, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. And I've known Len for, it's almost 30 years. And Len has a reputation. He has a reputation for being direct and blunt with customers. But that comes from knowledge, you know, and his background. But I will tell you, there's no finer bow tech. None. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop has moved from Brooklyn to a new location, and they're open, write this down, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Beginners, die-hard bow hunters, athletes, and well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellent. Len was the last person to touch my Bowtech bow and tune it. and he's recabled and he's restrung my 10-point crossbow as well. And the bow technician, Corey, man, Corey's top-notch, no question. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and more. And if you ask, Len or Corey can watch you shoot. They can correct any shooting or issues you may have. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. So you should stop by. Stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. You can visit their website, macrotecharchery.com, or their Facebook page. Here's the phone number, same as before, 410-789-7777, 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows, no question. Well, I didn't get to stop by Backyard Billy's this week, but I can tell you, they had a good turnout. They had a good turnout at the sale last week, and it was a nice day. And hopefully you've been there. Maybe you can tell us about your visit at Backyard Billy's, but it's time to take a look at your backyard and say, you know, that old wooden beat-up picnic table we've had there for 10 years has probably seen better days. The seats are creaky, and you put the potato salad in the middle, and it bows down in the middle, and, you know, we feel like we're going to flip backwards off the chair, and the table tips, you know, right?
Oh, I know exactly
what we're talking about, right? So you put it off long enough, it's time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and outdoor patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially the Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. They have free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches, too. So if you got a vacation home, there you go. Everybody wants a nautical-looking, beach-looking vacation home. Well, stop by that indoor showroom. You'll find all the decor you can imagine. You can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. Browse the great-looking garden decorations, fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. They installed it. They helped with the stone and everything else. So it was just a great experience with Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If you're coming from the bridge, it's 44B Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look great. No question about it. Chris, who else do I have to talk about? Clyde Sports Shop, right?
Yes.
I thought maybe that would be the one. Yes, we'll move that other spot. I did Macrotech instead of Bay Country Bakery. So we'll talk about Bay Country Bakery.
Oh, yeah, you've got to.
Well, I know. Well, I want to keep people.
I just looked it up.
What'd you look up?
Bay Country Bakery to see if they had their specials on yet.
What is
today.
It?
Well, yesterday they had the strawberry shortcake again.
Uh-huh.
They don't have one on for today yet.
They don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure Dave is listening and he's thinking about it. But since you all brought it up, I guess we probably have to talk about Bay Country Bakery right now.
How
and then we'll
not?
Talk about Clyde's. How's that, Chris?
There you go.
Let's talk
about food.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have Applewood smoked bacon?
Better yet, is it thawed?
It will be in a minute.
Okay.
So anyway, when I'm headed down Route 50 you know, towards the beach or the woods or, you know, fishing country. Bay Country Bakery's a guaranteed stop for a donut or a breakfast sandwich or a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge, they have the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, cakes, and breads. And all of our listeners will agree on that, including Robin.
Oh, yes.
Not just on the Eastern Shore, but the entire Delmarva Peninsula. Just their mouth just waters for the Bay Country Bakery. Enough for everyone on the boat or in camp and, you know, even, well, I won't say how much hundreds of dollars Robin spent there when we went down to Chincoteague a couple weeks ago. Anyway, you can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich as well. Right now, Bay Country Bacon is open all week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. What are you laughing about?
I thought you said Bay Country Bacon. I'm sorry.
Chris?
She's got bacon on the mind.
Text her or something, will you? Distract her.
I just did.
Find Bay Country Bakery. Do what I do. Just look for the big donut. It's a big pink frosted donut with sprinkles on the side. It's like 8 feet tall. And just look for that and you'll find it. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, they're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. And Bay Country Bakery is located for you GPSers. 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
They had maple bacon donuts last week.
Ah, more bacon.
And they have a bacon breakfast sandwich.
Bacon shrimp.
Fried bacon.
Deep fried
baked bacon. Deep fried bacon.
Okay, I'm done for the day. It's all yours.
I still haven't talked about Clyde Sports Shop.
They're next.
2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need anything for fishing or crabbing, they've got it. They've got trot line for crabbing. They've got the open top crab traps. They've got the collapsible traps. They've got the nets and the rings and the trot line accessories. They got rigged trot lines. They got trot line if you want to build your own. They've got the steamer pots. They've got the seasoning to go with the crabs in the steamer pots. And they've got the bait. They've got crab bait too. They got chicken and they've got chicken necks and they've got the salted eel all ready to go. If you need it for fishing, any bait for fishing, they've got live bait and frozen bait. Bacon bait, deep fried bait.
I was just texting Chris. I wonder if they have bacon bait.
Hot dog. Anyway, Clyde's, I think you need to stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. We're goofing here pretty bad. So, you know, rods, reels, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing and gun repairs, licenses, fresh line on your reels. Clyde Sports Shop is your all-around hunting and fishing store. And they have a lot of firearms and ammunition, too. And they'll walk you through the process. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after this.
Pretty good thunderstorm chances rolling into our forecast this afternoon. Storm chances on their way up here for mid-afternoon and early evening. And another day of thunderstorms tomorrow on Sunday. Less storm opportunity for us Monday, Tuesday, and then long-range storms roll back into our forecast mid and late week. 93 this afternoon, above-average numbers today. Thunderstorms moving east, and early evening storms tonight in the mid-70s. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to TakeMeFishing.org. That's TakeMeFishing.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tractor, yeah, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no light west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can, us locals call it the short thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. I like to hunt ducks and geese, I like to fish, fillet and release. I love everything about the Chesapeake Bay. To the east, the ocean deep and wide. To the west, chicken neckers from the other side. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
Billy Boy. That would be...
I love me some Bird Dog.
That was Mr. Bird Dog.
I've loved him since I was in high school.
Yep. And the Road Kings.
And the Road Kings.
Yep. And we've talked to Bird Dog and asked his permission to play his songs on the Outdoors and Radio Show. And he granted it. And, I think you can still get his CDs or something.
Mm-hmm, you can.
Yeah, can you? Okay. Maybe you can look that up and figure out. Maybe that would be a little bonus for our listeners if they'd like to hear some of the... Road Kings, Bird Dog, Wheeler, and the Road Kings. So
we had so much fun when I was younger listening to him.
Oh yeah, no question. Somebody wanted to know if we said Bay Country Bacon. Probably a couple.
I swore
times.
You said it.
I probably did. sorry, Dave. We know it's bakery. Oh my gosh. Any callers on the line to rescue us, Chris?
No,
nope.
Sir.
They're hiding from us. I don't blame them.
We're having so much fun. Maybe it's too early to have fun. I don't know. 410 WCBM 680. Join us. 410-922-6680. I had done some stuff here earlier. I'm going to find it in the stack.
Something in the stack went flying across the floor.
I just threw a bunch of stuff on the floor just to get rid of it out of the stack. Because I've got like 6 copies of each of the scripts here. So I got to dig through that. It was the same thing I read, the state police processing the applications and the bear. I put all that stuff together. Free fishing day on the 4th, by the way, next week. 4th of July will be a free fishing day. No license required. So if you'd like to go fishing without... about worrying about it. July 4th is the final free fishing day of the season. So the Senate passed the historic Great American Outdoors Act. 73-25. This was on the 17th. The Great American Outdoors Act represents the single greatest commitment to increasing public access and advancing conservation in a lifetime. It was a very strong bipartisan vote, believe it or not. $9.5 billion over 5 years to address the crumbling infrastructure on America's public land and waters. While the National Park Service will get $6.5 billion in funding, the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, who sent us this, led a successful effort to secure the inclusion of $3 billion to repair and maintain public land infrastructure overseen by the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Forest Service, which provides critically important recreational opportunities for America's sportsmen and women. Have you ever been out west? Have you ever been on BLM land? Bureau of Land Management land, vast acreages throughout the Rocky Mountains, Bureau of Land Management, BLM land. And I'll tell you something, when they talk about crumbling infrastructure, I was out there like 20 years ago in Colorado, and the roads up these mountain trails and so forth were just barely wide enough for one vehicle, let alone two. And, I mean, you're just looking, like, straight down over the side. So, yeah, those roads could use a little maintenance on, for, you know, at least in some of those cases. Coffee. So that was just a little personal aside there. The Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, here's a quote, applaud Senate passage of the Great American Outdoors Act. Today's vote demonstrates bipartisan support of advancing conservation and increasing access for hunters and anglers. The inclusion of the funding for BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and U.S. Forest Service lands and waters will ensure that Americans have the ability to access critically important hunting, fishing, and recreational shooting opportunities. 246 million acres, or 99% of BLM lands, are open to hunting and fishing, while the U.S. Forest Service reports that 99% of the 193 million acres it administers are open to hunting, and at least 99% of U.S. Fish and U.S. Forestry Service administered rivers, streams, and lakes are open to fishing. Collectively, BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and U.S. Forest Service annually supports more than 25 million hunting days and 45 million fishing days, highlighting the importance of these lands for American sportsmen and women, as well as the outdoor economy. Additionally, funding for maintenance backlog will create over 100,000 employment opportunities. So this took a long time to pass, and it's the Senate has passed it, and now all we need is for the House of Representatives to pass it, which who knows how that'll work out. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. And it's getting to be daylight. We hope people are starting to wake up, and maybe they'll consider giving us a call.
Well, actually, somebody has woken up, and they're waiting with bated breath to talk with you. Mark in Delaware.
Mark in Delaware. Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Bated breath.
We had a joke we wanted to say to him last week, and now I can't remember it.
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, I remember mine, but I can't repeat it on the radio.
Okay.
We have a very famous resident over there who was once vice president and is now running for president of the United States. We understand he's moved from Delaware.
He came out of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. I know. But he's moved from Delaware. Did you hear that?
Well, I'll tell you, the worst part is I didn't realize how bad this coronavirus was till yesterday when he said 120 million people.
120 million people died, I know. But I'm sorry you've lost him.
Mm. Play along, Mark. He's trying to tell a joke.
Okay.
Biden has moved from Delaware.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's moved to unaware.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Robin, thank you for the hint.
I was trying.
No problem.
I was trying, buddy. Honest.
Yeah. I saw an interesting show on TV last night.
You did?
Yeah, on the Weather Channel, of all things.
Uh-huh. Really?
And they were talking about invasive species, and one of their examples was the snakehead.
The northern snakehead, yes.
And they devoted a lot of time to it, had different clips showing it. And for the people who don't know, it is not an ugly fish any more than any other fish is ugly. But they had people on not from the DNR, but from the federal government, Fish and Wildlife.
Interesting.
And they said, the only way we're ever going to deal with this is we're counting on anglers to fish for it as a food fish.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's no way we're ever going to be able to deal with it. We don't think we'll ever get it out of the Potomac, but if enough, we're counting on people who'd like to fish, fishing for enough of it that they can keep it really under control. And I thought that was an interesting comment.
Well, they may be hopefully saying that, Mark, but my understanding is these fish are continual spawners. They will have four or five, I don't know how many, broods each year. And they grow very quickly.
Well, they said the population doubles every year.
It likely does. And it is no enemy to brackish water. It'll exist in brackish water. They thought, you know, at the end of the Potomac, they thought the salt water would just stop it from moving. But as it has moved across the bay and into the eastern shore, it's particularly taken over the Blackwater area here in Dorchester County. But, I mean, it's in all the rivers now, up and down.
Yeah. And, of course, because it can breathe atmospheric air.
That's correct.
And live, they said, for 4 days out of the water. I find that a lot.
Wow. No, I didn't know it was 4 days.
Well, that's what they said. But I mean, how can a fish live out of the water for 4 days?
Well, if it breathes air, why not?
It seems incontestable that it can, to a limited extent, it can crawl on dry land.
Yes, very limited. So, now, we've seen it. We've seen pictures of it.
Walk across down Elliott's Island.
Elliott Island, it walks across. That regularly floods with high tide, and it migrates from one side of the road to the other. But we have a perfect habitat here on the eastern shore, and Dorchester County in particular, with the way that the ditch system works from one waterway to another to another to another. I mean, you drive down any road in Dorchester County down along the bay, any salt marsh, and the ditches alongside the road provide perfect highways for these fish to travel. And they do.
Now, that's interesting because with a drainage ditch, obviously it's not a river.
Right.
It's not flowing. But their ability to breathe atmospheric air naturally entails them to be able to survive that way.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, when you see a high tide and you see the ditches full of water, that's what happened in the C&D Canal up on the Potomac. They were trying to get the snakeheads out of the C&D Canal. But, I mean, that's a particularly efficient way of travel for these animals. So,
for the people who are listening and don't know what we're talking about, and I knew nothing, absolutely, well, I know nothing about almost everything, but I knew...
You and Joe are in the same place.
Including what ditches are.
Right.
I heard that.
Okay, sorry.
And the ditches in real low-lying land in Eastern Shore, Maryland, and Delaware...
Yeah.
Are ditches dug alongside roads.
Correct.
And the purpose is to drain the water because the land is so low that it would be marshy.
Right.
And it drains the water and takes it either to a bay or to the Atlantic Ocean.
Correct.
I was unaware of the existence of ditches until I moved here. And suddenly I'm aware they're called tax ditches.
Mm-hmm.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Including right behind the house.
Exactly. And it does help to mitigate the effect of the tide on the highways.
Yeah. You know?
So when the tide comes in, the ditches fill up. They don't go across the road. They, I was bow hunting Dorchester County Sika deer years and years ago with a buddy of mine, and the access to the property was across one of those ditches. I think it was a 2x8, maybe, to walk across the ditch. And we made it successfully. We came out at dark, and I got across to the truck there at the little 2x8, and I heard this splosh. I looked back, and I don't know if people know how deep these ditches are, but some of them are 6 feet deep. That
yeah.
That particular one was, and I saw my buddy come sputtering up out of this mucky Eastern Shore ditch. And I will never forget the sight of him stripping down in the headlights and changing his into some dry clothes he had in his pack. That was...
I might have told him I've got a bed back there. You might want to lie down for a while.
But the trip back was eventful because the marsh mud has this very distinctive odor.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, people in Dorchester are extremely familiar with it. So, yeah. My grandson, Jacob, when the first time he hunted in the marsh for Sika deer, he kept commenting on how the marsh smelled so bad. And I said, look, buddy, get used to it. I mean, you want to come down here and hunt? You know, these Dorchester County girls, they're used to that marsh mud. They don't mind it. Yeah. That didn't go over very well, but.
Yeah.
Or did it on the radio show when I just said it.
Yeah.
Well, so, well.
That's what it is.
It is. Thanks for talking about snakeheads. They're fun to talk about. So.
Well, it's a tragic situation.
Well, we don't. It's not just.
I mean, it's just terrible starting off apparently in Crofton with somebody with an aquarium. And one thing leads to another.
There is a. Somewhere I saw this, a chart of the various species of snakehead fish that have been imported into this country.
Hmm.
For the aquarium and for the food trade, particularly among Asian folks. And it is incredible. And I can tell you that Crofton was not the first place that the snakeheads were released, although it might have been the first place they were found.
Okay.
Because these fish were dumped, whether it was, who knows where
well,
they came from.
People may have done it intentionally.
It's very
possible. To create a food fish.
It's very possible. It's very possible. So.
But, now, we're reading about Vermont, they have the vampire fish.
Oh, yeah, vampire fish. Now, they got to name all these, you know, these fish that are out there, they got to name them something. You know, the snakehead is the frankenfish, and when they were first discovered, I don't know if you ever watched the Sci-Fi Channel, but Sci-Fi produced a couple movies about frankenfish, and these things were 8 feet long, and they jump up out of the water, and they grab people off of decks and so forth.
Well, it's funny, because... On that show last night, they also showed, they said part of the problem was that inexpensive sci-fi movies were
yes.
made about snakehead.
Yes.
And they show the thing grabbing people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Killing them.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, buddy. We gotta make some bread for the store.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk later.
Have a wonderful week.
You do the same. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Thanks, Mark. It's always good to talk to Mark.
We have another caller. I'm just going to wait through the...
Unfortunately, Glenn, you're going to have to wait. Yeah.
I just wanted him to know what was going on. So
Glenn's good people. Glenn's, you know, he'll hang on. So, let's talk about backyard billies. You know, we're really going to be using our backyard here in the next couple of years, no question. And if you've put it up long enough, now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard. You got a deck that needs a nice table and some chairs on it? There you go, backyard billies. Fun times. Have a little crab feast out there. That's your go-to place and our go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs that everybody likes, can be seen on Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. There's swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds. They invite you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches over there where Mark lives. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 to 2, so we'd like you to call ahead, like today. Pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and the fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. That's why Robin and I selected, after an extensive hunt and four or five dealerships, Backyard Billy's to provide our fireplace inset that we're looking at right now. They even helped with the installation of the stone. They did put the insert in, and so they do it all. Visit BackyardBillies.com, call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, your backyard is going to look great. Now, somebody wants guns, and it's Albright's Gun Shop. Guns wanted. That's right. Any make, any model, any age, any condition, Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun, or if you have an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop. Here's that phone number. Write this down. 410-820-8811. Now, I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811. If I had a gun to sell or to consign, you can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini Elite dealer. You can stop by Albright's or make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory. Select your firearm. This offers for Siren and Fab Arms as well. Albright's carries a lot of other firearms, Beretta, Benelli, for every budget, both new and pre-owned, and their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert to expand your deer season. 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, and visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's Albright's Gun Shop. Call 410-820-8811 for Albright's Gun Shop. Say your stuff, honey.
Get out, stay out, stay safe.